Some countries are giving just one dose instead of two to stretch supplies of coronavirus vaccine, but Wisconsin will continue giving both, say state health officials. And Deputy Secretary Julie Willems-Van Dyke says people shouldn't count on being immune to COVID-19 if they were previously infected with the virus.
We do not know how long those antibodies will persist from prior infection. And we've also seen cases around the world where when the vaccine mutates, that natural infection has not protected people as well.
March 1st, Wisconsin plans to allow teachers, grocery workers, and others to begin getting vaccinated against COVID-19. That's also when people can go to a state website to see if they're eligible and sign up for shots. Shamae Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.